The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. No particular reason why I'm saying just particularly today, other than we're one day closer to Cape May, and we'll be there Friday for our next and last live show of the summer, this coming Friday, 3 to 7 p.m. You don't need a ticket. You don't need a reservation. The show is free. You just come. That's all you got to do. Show up. That's it. You're welcome to bring me gifts, but you don't have to. I won't say no, but you don't have to. I'm not drinking bourbon right now. However, always smoke cigars. Just saying. But we'll have a great time, and it'll be a blast. So I want to see you there on Friday. And we have Paula Scanlon joining us in person. She is a rock star. Paula, of course, is a former swimmer at the University of Pennsylvania who had a swim with a dude. And Paula now is running or helping to run early vote action in New Jersey with Scott Pressler to make sure that Jack Chiarelli becomes our next governor of the state of New Jersey. Also, Dr. Victoria Coates will be in person as well. Plus, we might have some other surprises for you. I was going to have Dr. E.J. Antoni join us in person, but no, he's not returning my texts or my calls. He's a big shot now since the president of the United States just appointed him the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which is great for E.J., and I'm very happy for him and well-deserved and great. But he literally has not returned a text in 24 to 48 hours, which is what you'd expect from somebody who becomes a big shot. I get it. I do. It's all right. I'm not taking it personally yet, but I reserve the right to. But we'll have fun on Friday, and it'll be great. And if nothing else, you should just come to see Paula Scanlon and Dr. Coates in person, because they're wonderful people, and they are both local. They're both, you know, right? They're local. They're our local national heroes who are always on Fox News, like me. Because I was on there this morning in the A block. Yes, the coveted A block, as in right at the start of the show, the A block. See, what I learned about doing television is, and I don't know what a SOT is. I still have to ask somebody what that means, but they always say go to SOT. And then it comes up with some sort of a picture or a video. I'm sure it's probably very easy to understand what a SOT is. But I know that there's four blocks. A, sometimes five, A, B, C, D, and E. Yes, they do it in alphabetical order. And if you're in the A block, that is a big freaking deal, apparently, allegedly. And I was in the A block today with Paul Morrow, retired NYPD inspector and Fox News contributor, along with the great Dana Perino and the great Bill Hemmer. So it was fun. What were we talking about? We're talking about D.C. We're talking about crime. We're talking about the left's reaction to this. And I'll play you the whole segment, and I'll mention that I was on there like 500 times, and I'll be back on Fox News on Thursday, possibly Friday. Who knows? Maybe Friday from Cape May. You never know. We'll see if they send a sat truck down. But all I know is this. Democrats are blowing it again. Once again, they're blowing it because they can't help but just react like idiots every time Trump does anything. Anything. It doesn't matter what he does. Yeah, it's true. He is. He's stealing all of our regulars. Dr. Mercari, Tulsi Gabbard, E.J. Antoni. I know it's amazing. But he does keep opening up spots at Fox News for me, though. So there's that, which helps. So I'd like him to go more and pluck a couple more people from Fox. That would be helpful. Just pull a couple more, if you don't mind. Send them over to the White House and free up some more spots. That would be helpful to this guy. Anyway, every time the Democrats open their mouth, they say something stupid. They really do. And, you know, there was a time when Democrats were actually tough on crime, or at least they pretended to be. I don't know if they ever were. I think what happened is along the way, professors started theorizing. I remember this from University of Maryland. I remember sitting there in Criminal Justice 101, me and the entire Maryland basketball team. Because they were all criminal justice majors. I don't know how many of them actually got a degree or not, but I just remember being in there with the entire team. And I'd be sitting there and I'd be like, oh my gosh, it's a very tall guy right there. And I'd say, wow, look how tall that guy is. And somebody would go, you know, he plays basketball, right? And I'm like, for where? Like, here. He's a Division I Sweet 16 basketball player. Like, I'm like, oh, really? Joe Smith, huh? Sounds made up. But I remember sitting there in Criminal Justice 101 and hearing the professor theorize on what causes crime. And I loved Judge Jeanine's answer today when they were like, well, what are you going to do to prevent it? And she's like, I'm not there to prevent crime. I'm there to lock people up. I don't really care why people commit crimes. I just will lock them up when they do. The problem is the left spends too much time caring about why people commit crimes and not enough time at what to do when they actually do commit crimes. And we could spend 4 hours on the show theorizing about why people commit crimes. And there's all kinds of explanations. Some people think it's economic. Some think it's biological. Some think it's just innate in who we are as human beings. It goes back to our predatory reptile brain. I mean, there's all kinds of, it doesn't freaking matter. All people want safe streets. That's it. They don't want the theorizing. They don't need to sit back and listen to somebody go, well, you know, the way to prevent youth crime is to have stuff for them to do at night, and then they can do that, and then they won't commit crimes. Like, really? We've tried that. We tried midnight basketball. We tried keeping the rec centers open. We tried all those things. It doesn't matter what the root cause of crime is. If you are a prosecutor, your job is to prosecute. Let other people theorize about the root causes of crime, and then you can try all your little social experiments that are doomed to fail anyway. But you could try them. You're welcome to. But that's not the job of a prosecutor. That's the job of lawmakers. Lawmakers can sit there and theorize and debate and pontificate and allocate funding and money and say that we need to do this and that and the other thing. That's fine. That's their job. That's their job, is to legislate and come up with solutions that will never work and waste our money. We know that that's their job. But the job of a prosecutor is to just prosecute people. And too many prosecutors believe their job is to release people who've committed crimes back onto the streets, because they're more concerned about the fact that something in society is broken, which leads people to become criminals. And until we fix that, how can I charge these people? And that's literally what they think. It's what goes through their mind. It's what goes through their mind on a daily basis. It's like, well, you know, I mean, with all this white supremacy out there and this capitalism and this hierarchy and all those cisgender people running around, of course there's going to be crime. And when people get arrested for committing crimes, These lefties who've been so indoctrinated in this nonsense from colleges and universities, and they've theorized and they've read, and law school, which is now, so many law schools are now woke. So then you get lawyers who are woke, and then they become district attorneys, and they go, well, it's really not my place to charge this person with the crime, because they're only here because society failed them. Oh, who am I to throw the book at them? You're the freaking DA. That's who you are. It's your job. And Judge Jeanine was having none of it today. Like, my job is to go after these people and charge them. And she's exactly right. How did we get here? We got here through social experiments done by dumb legislators in places like Washington, D.C., city councils who came up with stupid ideas to waste people's money, thinking that it would stop people from becoming criminals. I don't know why people commit crimes, but I think crime is very rational. I've always said that. I think for the most part, crime is rational. Now, there's crimes of passion, of course. Come home, find your wife in bed, stab her to death. Obviously, that would be a crime of passion. If you were rational about it, you'd probably think twice. But, you know, listen, passion sometimes fuels the heart and the gun. But for the most part, crime's logical. It's like, why should I work hard when I can just take what's yours and keep it for myself? And for the gang members, they know that if they can get a 12-year-old to do the job for them and pay that kid $100, they can make a couple thousand, because if the kid gets busted, nothing's going to happen to him. So they can recruit little kids to go work for them. And the gang leaders, who are adults over 18, as long as they're not doing it themselves, it doesn't matter. And if Judge Jeanine now U.S. Attorney Jeanine could get access to those records. She could maybe then create conspiracy charges against the adults who are helping the kids be the criminals going out there and going after and carjacking, because more than 50%, close to 60% of all the carjackings in D.C. are done by the Utes. Yeah, done by Utes. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 years old. And nothing happens to them because idiots decided, well, they're kids. You know, when I was a kid, I remember one night, it was mischief night, and we were out there, and we were putting toilet paper on people's bushes and shaving cream on people's cars. And when the cops came, we hid in bushes. Now, I am not a fan of locking kids up for that kind of nonsense. I'm a fan of the cops calling their parents and having a stern talking to them. There's no need to put them in the system. I'm not a fan of the police arresting kids for food fights in the cafeteria, walking home alone, all the other nonsense. But carjacking? Yeah, I'm sorry, but that's not kids on mischief night, goosey night, whatever you call it. That's kids committing crimes. And if you don't make, if you don't hold them accountable, they will just keep doing it again and again and again. And that's not fair to them either. That's not fair to them. Because eventually they're going to wind up dead from a rival gang, crossfire bullet, ricochet bullet, whatever it is. And these kids have no chance. They have no future. They have no life. And for many of them, they know that, and that's why they do what they do. The only way to deal with crime is to punish people who commit crimes. That's it. Get them off the streets. And obviously, we can make the distinction between there's lots of crimes out there. I mean, there are too many crimes for us to even count. I think we all know what we're talking about. Violent crimes. There was a guy shot to death in D.C. last night at Union Station. We all know what we're talking about here. Violent crimes. We're talking about carjackings and shootings and robberies and rape and the really bad stuff. That's what we're talking about here. So now you've got a city that is woefully understaffed, that is costing the taxpayers a lot of money because they have 2 million hours a year in mandatory overtime for their cops. You have the president who comes along and says, great, we're going to help out. And the immediate reaction of the left is, wow, that's ridiculous. These numbers. So you get white privileged liberals and white and black privileged liberals on television. We don't have to worry about the crime. All going on. Oh, the data says, the data, the statistics. I'm looking at the statistics here. And you know what? People in the neighborhoods don't give a damn about your data, your statistics. They want safe streets. That's what they care about. Safe streets. And then you have the left. What they always do, of course, is they take something and then they escalate it to the utmost degree. So in this case now, Trump's sending in the National Guard. Now, you know as well as I do, the National Guard's not going to be breaking down doors and fulfilling law enforcement responsibilities. They're there so that they can have a presence around the monuments and around the Capitol and around, so that the police and they can do other things. And you use them as a deterrent presence. They're not there to check people's MAGA cards. They're not there to do the law enforcement function. We're not here to break posse comitatus. We're just there to have them as a presence, so like the presence they have in Penn Station. But of course, that doesn't stop Democrats from going, this is Hitler. This is the militarization of America. And your city's next. And Trump's sending in the army to your city. And this is his plan to take over the country with the military. And it's like, what are you even talking about? What does that even look like? What does that even mean? But they don't have to answer. They have no idea. So they just don't answer it. They just come up with these hypothetical crazy scenarios. Or the other one is, this is to distract from Epstein. Distract who from Epstein? The president's got 30 days to do this. Why not just shut up and see if it works for 30 days? They can't help themselves. 30 days from now, Chairman Comer's hearings on Epstein are going to be starting. So everybody's going to be talking about Epstein. So if this is a distraction, it'll distract people for, what, a month? If that. And then the hearings start on Jeffrey Epstein and all the files that are coming out about Jeffrey Epstein. So, but that's Adam Schiff, who's also in a lot of trouble, by the way, because news broke today on Shifty Schiff. And that guy has got something coming to him in a big, big way. Oh, yeah. And Kash Patel's already responding. Already responding to what Schiff has done. Adam Schiff. That sleazeball scumbag. Yeah. He authorized classified intelligence leaks to smear Trump during Russiagate, according to a whistleblower. He's also under investigation for mortgage fraud. It's so great to see Adam Schiff get what he deserves. Honestly, it really is. We'll talk more about that as well. And if you think to yourself, you sit back and you go, well, what do the American people vote for? You know why Donald Trump did so well with black voters and Latino voters? Because they're sick and tired of the failed promises of Democrats. Why do they keep getting elected in cities? Well, as I've told you before, a Democrat is always going to win in a city because of the structure of the way the local governments are run and contracts and everything like this. But hey, Philly elected a mayor who at least appointed a police commissioner who was hell-bent on actually going after criminals. And she's siding with law enforcement. And everybody loves the new commissioner. The cops like the new commissioner. But we're dealing with a prosecutor. Well, he's not a prosecutor. He's a defense attorney. But we're dealing with Krasner. And all these other Soros-funded prosecutors, quote-unquote prosecutors around the country. And they are of the mindset that criminals, they are the victims. And the police, they are the old slave hunters of days gone by. That's all they are. They're the bad guys. The guys with the bad. Remember, this party was the one that said defund the police 5 minutes ago. So when I mentioned I was on Fox News earlier this morning, if I didn't, I apologize. But yeah, I was on there this morning, America's Newsroom with Paul Morrow in the A block. Anyway, as we were leaving, we did the hit and Paul and I walked back to the green room and we were chatting about things. And he said, so are the Democrats going to nominate a crazy person in 2028? I said, no, they're not. Because the Democrat Party still controls the levers of power within their party. They're not going to nominate a crazy person. They won't let that happen. The same way that they controlled it in 16 and 20 and 24, even though Kamala Harris is nuts, but they will control the levers to make sure that their chosen candidate becomes the nominee. The Democrat Party, though, is nuts. If the Democrat Party establishment were to let the base pick, you would get one of these woke lunatics. You would. And the fact that they're all outraged that the president is sending extra law enforcement to our nation's capital to help them in a city that is besieged by crime. Yes, I said besieged. The fact that they're upset by this says so much about them. They should be turning around and saying thank you. They should use this as an opportunity to come out and pretend like they give a damn about the people that are actually affected by crime, but they can't help themselves. Because whatever Trump does, they have to escalate it into this is the militarization of America. This is him being a dictator. This is him now with a power grab, the Constitution being destroyed and blah, blah, blah. And they do this every time. And you got the mayor of Chicago out there now warning about this. See, if I were the mayor of Chicago, I'd be saying to the president, yeah, like send in some help. What you did not hear is that when Gavin Newsom's hair, because his hair controls everything, and I'm sure Gavin Newsom is very unhappy with Gavin Newsom today, but Gavin Newsom at one point called up 1,000 California National Guard to protect the Capitol. That's right. From insurrectionists. Now that Gavin Newsom would probably want to recall that Gavin Newsom for doing that, or that Gavin Newsom would want to say that this Gavin Newsom, I'm not sure, but either way, he did it. 1,000 to protect the California Capitol from insurrectionists. And every time you hear another Democrat say January 6th, an angel gets its wings because they can't help themselves to bring up and invoke their high holy day. Oh, yes. January 6th, the high holy day of the left. They go, that was the most violent day in American history, in D.C. history. And where were the cops? Well, had the National Guard been there, it wouldn't have happened. But again, president offered and they said no. So now the president is sending in the cavalry, so to speak, but not really the cavalry. And the cavalry is not going to be doing anything except being there to be a presence. And the left can't help but once again fall into a trap set by Donald Trump to lure them into complaining and screaming as people turn around and go, I don't understand. What are you upset about? It is crime. Yeah. Like people get carjacked all the time here. I don't know what you're protesting. You're unhappy about the fact that we've got people who can actually go out there and help fight this crime. So that's where we are. And people support this. They're happy about it. You'll see. They support this. And they're happy it's happening. Mark my words on that. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Again, Friday, live in Cape May. Big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental.com, VanariaDental.com. He is the dentist who other dentists send their patients to, Dr. Mike Vanaria.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So Judge Jeanine does not care what causes people to commit crimes. All she cares about is the fact that if they do, they need to pay. That's the bottom line. And that's the way it is, because she's a prosecutor. That's her job, is to prosecute. That's her job. And she gets it. And she gets it done. And she's going to get it done, too. But she needs some help. So here's a reporter asking her, what about crime prevention? Anything you're going to do about that? Things like addressing truancy? Cut 32.
My prosecutors.
You just walked through the changes you'd like to see from the punitive aspects. What about preventative? Do you or the president plan to do anything to address the root causes of crime in D.C., such as truancy?
My job is to try to heal the victims and prosecute the criminal. Everybody else can deal with rehabilitating the individual. I honestly am not concerned about why they commit crimes. My concern is if they commit crimes. My concern is the victims of the crimes. That's my job as a U.S. attorney. Go ahead.
But just follow up on that quickly. Is a felony.
Yeah, that's her job. That's her job. Prosecute. Not that complicated. Not that complicated. I'm sure there's lots of reasons why people commit crimes. But the job of a prosecutor is to prosecute. And then you hash that out in court. Legislators can hash out the root causes and try to address them through societal experiments that typically don't work. But that's fine. That's what they can do. They're legislators. They can do that. Knock yourself out. Go for it. But that's not the job of the prosecutors. And so that's the difference here. Caroline Leavitt today at the White House press briefing addressed a lot of these things as well, talking about crime and some of the other things that President Trump is going to be doing with regards to Russia. And she mentioned Adam Schiff, Shifty Schiff, who already right now is in hot water over Russiagate. So here is what Caroline Leavitt said today, since we're talking about criminals, Adam Schiff certainly being one of them. Cut number two.
The president has already said he wants to see Adam Schiff held accountable for the countless lies he told the American people in relation to the Russiagate scandal. I brought Tulsi Gabbard out to this podium to talk to you about all of that. And this administration is taking accountability very seriously. As for this new FBI whistleblower report, I understand Kash Patel last night declassified a 302 FBI document showing that a whistleblower who is a Democrat, a career intelligence officer who worked for Democrats on the House Intel Committee for more than a decade, repeatedly warned the FBI in 2017 that then Rep. Adam Schiff had approved leaking classified information to smear then President Donald Trump over the Russiagate scandal. This is obviously a bombshell whistleblower report. Hopefully more people in this room will cover it as such. And I have a quote from the FBI director for all of you. He has said this: for years, certain officials used their positions to selectively leak classified information to shape political narratives. It was all done with one purpose: to weaponize intelligence and law enforcement for political gain. Those abuses eroded eroded public trust in our institutions. The FBI will now lead the charge with our partners at DOJ, and Congress will have the chance to uncover how political power may have been weaponized and to restore accountability. That's what the administration is focused on, and hopefully we'll see some more media reports on this whistleblower allegation. If this were reversed, if this were allegations against the president or any of these cabinet officials, I'm sure everyone in this room would cover it as such.
You see, that's the thing, is that as people are screaming about the National Guard going to D.C., this administration has not weaponized law enforcement and weaponized the intelligence community. That is the previous administration. They did that. That was what they did by going after moms at school boards, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't have to go through the whole list with you again, but that's what they did. They weaponized intelligence. They weaponized law enforcement. This administration has not done that. This administration now is trying to hold the people who did that accountable, which is what should happen, because these people broke the law and no one's above the law. We heard that a lot. But in terms of using the federal law enforcement to go after the residents of D.C. for their political views, that's not happening. That's not happening. The National Guard is not doing that. The law enforcement on the streets not doing that, not going after people in D.C. for their political views. They're just going there to help fight crime. Imagine that. And yet the Democrats are outraged over this, including, obviously, some of the idiots who were on the television in the morning, if you watch those shows, which you probably don't. But before I get to that, James Comer, Chairman Comer, who's dropping subpoenas, because if all this is just a big distraction from Epstein, I got news for you, that won't last long. James Comer says Congress must find out what happened on Epstein Island. This is cut number 7, because Bill Clinton is a prime suspect. You're damn right he is. Cut number 7.
Care. I just want to ask you one question, Mr. Chairman. The American people want to know what happened on Epstein Island. I'm not going to drop this topic. You've subpoenaed Bill Clinton. He's going to fight you tooth and nail with the best lawyers in the country in some cases. Do you think Bill Clinton ever actually testifies? I think his date is what? October 12th.
Yes. I think we have a very good chance at this. I've never lost a subpoena battle. I've been chairman of that committee for a year and a half. This is the most challenging subpoena I've ever issued. But what makes this subpoena different is that the Democrats voted with Republicans. This is a bipartisan, congressionally approved subpoena. And I think that will hold a lot of weight in court. And you're absolutely right. He's going to have the best lawyers in America fighting us tooth and toenail on this. But the fact that this was voted on by Republicans and Democrats, because we're hearing from our constituents, everybody in America wants to know what went on at Epstein Island. And we've all heard reports that Bill Clinton was a frequent visitor there. So he's a prime suspect to be deposed by the House Oversight Committee. So hopefully we'll win that court battle with that subpoena and see President Clinton in October.
I hope.
Be fantastic. Be great. That's what we want. We want answers. We want this. But apparently all this is a distraction that's not going to last very long. And Comer, even though he's a Republican, is helping to undistract you. De-distract you. Redirect you. I don't know. I don't know exactly what the term for that would be. I guess undistract you. If you're distracted, let's undistract you. By getting you to talk about Epstein again, by subpoenaing the former president of the United States of America, Bill Clinton. I'm pretty sure that would get your attention. If you're distracted by federal law enforcement in D.C., and then you hear James Comer say that the former president of the United States, Bill Clinton, is going to be subpoenaed, is subpoenaed, has been subpoenaed, to testify about going to Epstein Island, you're suddenly going, whoa, I'm no longer distracted. I'm quite tuned in now. Look at that. I'm paying attention. And that's how that goes. So I guess James Comer did not get the message, but Democrat Jamie Raskin, well, this is cut number 9. Take a listen.
So this looks to me like an emergency which is manufactured because of a public relations crisis relating to the Epstein file. He doesn't want to release the Epstein file, so he wants everybody to look in another direction. In any event, if he really cared about...
In any event, I mean, in any event. Jeffrey Toobin, whipped it out today. And by that, I mean his sage political analysis. He whipped it out on CNN with Anderson Cooper and spewed his political analysis all over the screen. And he talked about what this means here. And apparently this is nothing more than just, you know, basically having fun with yourself. Won't accomplish much. You know what I mean? It's just really just a media event. It's really just, you know, an exercise in self-pleasure, really. Nothing more, apparently. This is Jeffrey Toobin, cut number 11.
These forces that have problems, you know, proven problems with racial issues or corruption issues, the administration has moved against doing that.
Well, they are very clearly not concerned about excessive police force. As you heard from the clip we played today, the president is interested in more police force, in beating, you know, beating people who fight back at the police. So they are very not interested in limiting police brutality, limiting police excesses. I just want to raise one other possibility, that there may be less to this story than meets the eye. If, in fact, this only lasts for 30 days, it couldn't possibly have much of an impact on crime in D.C. And this may be simply a media event to say that the president is concerned about crime. But in fact.
Well. Could be just a media event. Could be. Could be just a media event. And a trap set for Democrats to fall into again because they can't help but opposing everything. Everything that the president does. And so the people that are affected by crime turn around and go, I don't get it. I don't understand. Explain this to me. Why are you against this exactly? Why are you opposed to this? What's the problem here? We want safe streets. We got carjacking. There's even this ABC News live anchor. And I played this clip yesterday and you may have heard it, but I want to play it again because I'm going to contrast that with what ABC News National had to say. All right. So an ABC News anchor, Kira Phillips, she says she was recently jumped in D.C. A co-worker's car was stolen earlier in the day. Let's contrast that with how the National ABC News reported it. So let's start with cut 17, Justin, please take a listen.
We've been talking so much about the numbers, and yeah, usually that's how you play devil's advocate, is you talk about, oh, well, stats say crime is down. However, I can tell you firsthand here in downtown D.C. where we work, right here around our bureau, just in the past 6 months, you know, there were two people shot, one person died, literally two blocks down here from the bureau. It was within the last 2 years that I actually was jumped walking just two blocks down from here. And then just this morning, one of my coworkers said her car was stolen a block away from the bureau. So we can talk about the numbers going down, but crime is happening every single day because we're all experiencing it firsthand while working and living.
Yeah, but that's not how ABC National sees it. This is David Muir. David Muir, along with Mary Bruce. Cut 16.
In the meantime, we turn to Washington, D.C. now, where President Trump has ordered the National Guard to take over policing in the nation's capital.
That's not true. He's not. Tonight, the stop it. Stop it. Stop it. He has not ordered the National Guard to take over policing in the nation's capital. That is a lie. That is a flat out lie by ABC News. That is not what the president has done. The National Guard is not taking over policing in D.C. That's an absolute lie. Shocking, I know, from ABC News, considering that their parent company is Disney and the parent company of Disney is China. I know you're just as shocked as I am, but that is purely and utterly bull. National Guard is not taking over policing. The feds are going to be working with the Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police Department in the chain of command, which, by the way, the police chief had no idea what that means, the chain of command. They asked her and she had no idea what the chain of command actually means. But what it means is that the feds in the DOJ, and there's a process by that, as the mayor explained, but it's ultimately going to be federal law enforcement working with the Metropolitan Police Department. The National Guard is not taking over policing in D.C. Anyway, we start with a lie. Let's go from there.
Are to take over policing in the nation's capital. Tonight, the mayor there pushing back with the crime stats and what they actually show. Here's Mary Bruce.
For the first time in American history, the president seizing control of the police in the nation's capital and deploying hundreds of National Guardsmen. Trump says to fight crime on the streets of Washington, D.C.
I'm announcing a historic action to rescue our nation's capital from crime, bloodshed, bedlam, and squalor, and worse. This is Liberation Day in D.C., and we're going to take our capital back.
President Trump declaring a public safety emergency in D.C., painting an apocalyptic picture, adamant crime is spiraling out of control. But his depiction stands in stark contrast to the official figures, which show crime in the capital is actually in decline. Violent crime recently hitting a 30-year low, down 26% since last year. Burglary down 19%, murder down 12%. Still, the president said today the D.C. police will now be able to do whatever they want.
They're standing there and people are spitting in their face and they're not allowed to do anything. But now they are allowed to do whatever the hell they want.
Whatever the hell they want. Whatever the hell they want. Exactly right. Whatever the hell they want. There's this idea of the National Guard taking over policing in D.C. as the media spreads it. The National Guard is not there to harass anybody. The National Guard is not there to take away anybody's civil liberties. It's the opposite. They're there to help protect people and do a function so that will free up the police to be able to do things. Here is Washington, D.C. Chief Pamela A. Smith, who doesn't know what the chain of command means. Take a listen.
That's what the chain of command is now?
What does that mean?
Well, is it Pam Bondi speaking to the mayor, speaking to you, or how does this work?
So the executive order is clear. The president has requested MPD services, and our home rule charter outlines the process. The president designated Attorney General Bondi as his proxy to request service.
So basically, they'll be working with the attorney general and they'll be working with the federal law enforcement, the FBI, the ATF, the DEA, you know, like they always do when they do federal joint task forces, JTF. There's nothing new about this. There's nothing new about this other than the left, of course, is screaming and crying because Trump's the one doing it. All right, let's talk about my friends at Tri-County Auto. Fantastic group of people. The best of the best. They are our official car sponsor for this show. And I love driving a Jeep. This is your chance now to drive a Jeep from Tri-County Auto. My great friends over there, Brian Krieger, his incredible team. You know, they are so generous to our veterans, to the law enforcement community, Travis Manning Foundation, every year giving back, and they support our show. And I'm asking you to please go support them. Because they got great specials right now. You go to Tri-County Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram for the Make This the Summer event. Right now, you can lease a new 2025 Jeep Wrangler Sport 4XE for only $349 a month. $349 a month for 36 months. Or check out a new 2025 Jeep Compass Limited and lease that for only $329 a month for 36 months. Now, these offers won't last long, but here's what I can tell you. You're going to have great people who will take great care of you, who support us and what we do here and support our show and stand with us. And they're easy to get to. Right off of 422, Limerick, Collegeville, King of Prussia, easy to get to and worth the trip. And when you buy American, not only do you have the pride of driving American, you also get the tax deduction under the One Big Beautiful Bill. So you can deduct the interest on the car loan. Look, it's a win-win, and there's never been a better time right now to get to Tri-County for this amazing special on these Jeeps. Jeep Wrangler, I have a Jeep Wrangler. I absolutely love it. I really do. I love it. I love taking the top off, and in the summer, you know, like we're going on vacation, we'll take the doors off. It's just a blast. The kids love it, and it's great. They don't take the back doors off because Reagan would literally jump out and, you know, roll on the highway in her car seat. But she would. She's fearless. But the front doors can come off, just not the back ones. But anyway, you'll love it, too. And you'll love these discounts. I mean, these are really great specials on this. A new Jeep Wrangler Sport 4XE for only $349 a month for 36 months. It's a fantastic lease. Or check out the new 2025 Jeep Compass Limited, leased out for only $329 a month for 36 months. These offers won't last long. Go to tricounty.com to see more. Tricounty.com, our favorite car dealership. They stand with us. We're proud to stand with them. Tricounty.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Baby, it is Tuesday, which brings us one day closer to Wednesday, which brings us one day closer to Friday in Cape May. And I'm super excited about it. And I want to see you there. I want you to join us for that. It's going to be a blast. A lot of fun at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. My happy place. All right. I want you to be there. Look, you know, as far as the Democrat overreaction to this whole thing, which is what they do, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, Jeanine Pirro responded to a reporter who says that crime is down in D.C. And I'm sorry I didn't see this on the show sheet earlier, Matt, but this is cut 15. Pirro responds to a reporter who says crime is down. And I think she's right about this. It's like, so what? Down from what? Down from what exactly? What is your metric here? And why are we okay with that? And why can't we get it down even more? I mean, until you get it down to zero, I think you keep trying, don't you? Isn't that the goal? You just go, crime is down. Well, then let the cops go home. Crime's down. No, it's a stupid idea to say, well, crime's down. Down from what? And as I said earlier, and I say it again, to the residents of these neighborhoods, the data, the stats, whatever the hell it is, they don't care. They don't care. All they care about is they want safe streets. This is cut 15.
So some violent crime is down. Why now?
Why now? Because, you know, it may be down, but the question is always down from what?
Exactly.
If we had the fourth largest homicide rate, highest homicide rate in the country 2 years ago, all of a sudden it goes down. People want to pat themselves on the back? No way. Talk to any of the crime victims. I was just at a college a couple weeks ago where I had photos of young kids who were victims of homicides, of shootings, and it happens over and over again. It's not okay because it's down from last year. It's bad. This is the nation's capital. This is a shining city on the hill. We're not going to tolerate it. People are afraid to come to this city.
Yeah, exactly. Down from what? Exactly. Down from what? Well, there's more. There's a lot more. There's a lot of outrage, as you can imagine. And as the National Guard moves into D.C., yep, we'll talk about that as we continue along the show here today. 855-839-1210. On X at Rich Zeoli. And I'll tell you, coming up a little bit later in the show, we're going to go do a deep dive on Adam Schiff and these accusations. A whistleblower has come forward to say he manufactured evidence in the Russia hoax. If this is true, this guy's got to get locked up. Absolutely, 100%. These people need to be held accountable. I know you're impatient. I am too. But at least the information is coming out. That is the first step in all of this. We'll be right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.